I'm here with Denver Post reporter Lynn Bartles and Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media. I know you've both been covering this story, and I want to start by playing a clip from freshman Democratic Representative Joe Salazar. This is the clip in question that caused a lot of controversy.
There are some gender inequities on college campuses. This is true. And universities have been faced with that situation for a long time. That's why we have call boxes. That's why we have safe zones. That's why we have the whistles, because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. And you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped, or if you feel like someone's been following you around, or if you feel like you're in trouble, and when you may actually not be, that you pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody.
Lynn, this came late in the debate on the gun bills on the House floor. This measure, which would ban concealed carry on college campuses, ultimately did pass, still moving through the legislature. The story's had a lot of legs.
There were a few tweets about it. You know, people tweeted, hey, did he just say this or that? It was very quiet kind of over the weekend, but on Monday, the blog Revealing Politics posted a photo of what he said. It was picked up by conservative bloggers and tweeters from across the country, and there was an uproar.
I spoke with Representative Salazar after it, and he's mortified. He's still mortified over what he said. The Post editorial hit it right on the head. It was a clumsy remark, and he'll be the first person to say that. There is an interesting going on now, speaking of the conservative media and the blogosphere, the right wing trying to compare his remarks to that of failed Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin and what he said about legitimate rape. Salazar told me in an interview, I'm not Akin, man. The fact that Democrats are now on the defensive on this type of issue, Republicans are sort of reveling in that and trying to keep the story going as long as they possibly can.
Well, I mean, for two election cycles, Democrats have done this war on women. If you make a clumsy remark and you're a Republican, you're a Neanderthal. This shows that Republicans aren't sensitive to women. Look at the Indiana Senate candidate in 2012 who made that kind of unfortunate remark about rape. And the next day he apologized and said, I would never want anybody to be raped. Well, the Democrats then were like, oh, see, he shouldn't be in the Senate. He's insensitive to women. The reality is Democrats are getting done to them what they've done for two election cycles, and they're like, this is terrible. This isn't what we meant to say. You know we didn't mean that. Well, hello. This is how it works.
How much traction is this going to have? He's a state lawmaker. We're a couple years away from the next election cycle.
It is a ways away, and he is in a pretty safe district, so I don't see this affecting him. The question is how much they can come 2014, use this at the national level. It's going to be a big year in terms of national elections. Can they make Salazar the poster child, the new Akin-Murdoch poster child for their side? I don't know if it has those kind of legs. I don't know if it's on par with those same comments, but they're sure as heck going to try.
Well, let's go earlier than 2014, the week of March 4th, because that's when these bills go to the Senate. It's a Democratic-controlled Senate. They're likely going to pass. But this has just given opponents, Second Amendment activists, such new wind, new spirit, new life to say, aren't these bills terrible? And here's why. If we thought it was a huge fight in the House, I think we go to DEFCON 10 when we get to the Senate.
Salazar is a freshman lawmaker. He's suddenly in this huge media firestorm. It's spread into other areas, Lynn, and talk about that.
Well, the interesting thing with social media, with Twitter, with blogs and all that, is you can kind of just say anything. Trust me, I have, and it's not always been right. In this case, the opponents of these bills took a 2006 memo from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs on how to defend yourself. One of the things the memo said is in extreme situations to defend yourself, urinate or vomit. And then you saw all these tweets saying, Rep. Salazar is telling women, don't use guns to defend yourself, vomit or pee. The whole argument just got so bizarre.
And it's just also strange that the gun debate is now focusing on this rape issue. People weren't talking about rape with the gun laws. I mean, they're talking about mass shootings and the Aurora shooting in Newtown, and that was really the focus. So this has really steered things off in a different direction.
You know, it really has, and it just goes to show you that Lynn's point is spot on. These things take a mind of their own once they get out into that no man's land area of social media, and it just snowballs into things that just become ridiculous. But it just goes to show you how charged that word is, rape, and how, frankly, I'm not sure if another male politician will ever utter that word, but it's going to happen again.
Thanks so much, Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media, Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this was Capital Conversation.